Adventist World Radio, SID Media, will be hosting a week of prayer the last week of every second month. All are encouraged to participate and invite a friend or family who might benefit from the prayer. Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen and download the app to connect to AWR SID Media. You can send your prayer request to +27 73 470 3520, or you can connect with us on Facebook at AWR SID Media. Prayer week will be at 8:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. Central African Time. Adventist World Radio, SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
It is now 3:30, the time here on AWR 3:30 on the dot. It's a Monday, the 13th of May, 2024. I must tell you, it is a brand new working week. I must underscore working week. The week, of course, started yesterday. And of course, we're starting this week with Pastor L. Mulupa, who is already joining us on the line. He's going to be talking to us about a very interesting subject, faith versus works. It's an interesting subject. He's going to be talking to us right now.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mulupa, good afternoon to you.
Hey, my elder, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, my elder. How are you doing, my pastor?
Blessed among the best. Blessed among the best.
Yes, blessed among the best. I love to hear that. I love to hear that. Have you been fine since we last spoke?
Man, the Lord has been good. Few things that have taken place, that have gotten me down and under the weather for quite some time. Lost and buried my old man. Lift up Christ.
Amen.
It was a shocker, man. It was a shocker for me. The Lord has been good. A lot of friends and family have been very supportive, and on our knees we have been receiving grace daily.
Praise God.
Yeah, man, the Lord has kept us.
Oh, praise God, man. Praise God. Well, yeah. Pastor, we thank God that you are seemingly back on your feet, and we do want to thank you so much for joining us today. Now, we're talking about faith versus works this day. And of course, we started off the conversation on the weekend outlining the meaning of faith, and we'll continue with our conversation. But today, we want to talk about, works. Now, but tell us what we is the importance in any works, because the verse tells us that we are saved by grace through faith, and it looks like that's all that's needed. But is there any space for works?
Man, I think this week what I the text that I want us to focus on is Matthew 14. I think it will help us to unravel and answer quite a number of these questions that we have. I'm looking at verse 31. There's a question there that Jesus asks. He says, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" That's the latter part of the text. And just to give a bit of a background, it is... the disciples had gone ahead. Christ said to them, "Go ahead. I just need to pray, and then I'll get back with you guys. I'm going on a mountain, and I'll deal with that a little bit later. The issue of the geographical setting, probably later in the week. But so while they were in the ocean, then storms arose and so forth. So visibility was a problem. By the time Jesus walks towards them, they are not sure if it's him or not, because firstly, I doubt there was enough light to be able to see if it was him. But secondly, they didn't expect him to come walking on the water. And so he tries to reassure them that, "No, it's me, don't worry," and so forth. But Peter then says, "If it is you, let me come on the water.
Yeah.
Now, here's a critical point that we need to understand in answering this very first question on the subject, is that Peter's faith was top tier. It was quality faith.
Yeah. I like
because,
that.
Because when you cannot be watching somebody walk on water, and the discussion among the brethren is that this is definitely an evil spirit, or at the very least a ghost. You cannot be in that kind of situation. Then you say, you decide to risk your life and say, if it is not what we are discussing here, I mean, that's a big if. That's a very big if.
Yeah.
And he says, if it is not what we are discussing here,
yeah,
then allow me to prove it with my life. Peter's understanding of his faith in relation to his works is very clear. Why is it very clear? A few weeks just before that,
yeah.
They were in a boat. They were going to the Gadarenes, probably using, probably in the same sea, but going a different direction, right?
Mm.
They were in a boat going towards the Gadarenes, and there arises a storm, and then they fail to deal with the storm until they say to Christ, who are sleeping. Mark says he had taken a pillow, intentionally sleeping. I wish I could deal with that, but we're not there today. Intentionally sleeping. Then they say to Christ, don't you care that we're dying? And Christ says to them, no, you're not supposed to die. You're just supposed to exercise your faith. Now something very interesting there. Peter's faith and works lesson is taught for I don't know how many times, but that is a point of reference where we are sure that Peter's lesson on faith versus works was taught to him. So when he is in the boat on the day when he is talking to Christ about walking on the water, this is a situation that he knows he is more than capable of handling.
So
he says, I will risk it with my life only if it is really you. And so Jesus assures him that, no, this is really me. Come, risk it with your life. Put your works where your faith is, right?
Yep.
And so Peter jumps out. I don't know how Peter jumps out, right? I don't know if his jumping out is fast or it's slow. He first tests with one foot on the water or not. Or I don't know how he does it. But what I do know is that then the text says Peter begins to walk on the water. Now, the level of works the level of faith that we have when we put our works where our faith is determines the level of works that we put when we need to put it out there.
Yeah. Now, I want
the to... level of yeah. action.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Fine. Go ahead. That's I like
the
that.
The level of action that we have that we need to put out there and begin to act it out is directly proportional to the level of faith that we have. So there can never come a time when I say I have enough faith, but I fail to walk the talk that I'm saying. When I say I have enough faith, I've got to be able to walk the talk that I have just put out there. And Peter, up until the point where he's walking, everything in his heart, in his spirit, in his mind, in everything about him, believes that his faith will carry him on this water.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why he does what he does.
Mm. Yeah. Now, beautiful, man. You know, beautiful, actually mind-blowing stuff there. Now, but Just reversing a little bit, coming to faith, you know, because
sure,
I think you did well by actually, you know, focusing us on faith, which is, I think, quite, you know, important. Can a person cause himself, therefore, to have faith? You know, is it a feeling? You know, is it a decision? Is it just a whim that is coming and going whenever you need to use it? Where does this thing come from?
Man, the Bible says faith comes by hearing the word of God. When John describes the situation about hearing and so forth, he says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that was made by the word. And without the word, there was nothing that was made. You see, the issue about faith and where we get it from is a very simple one. Unfortunately, we make it very complex. It's a very, very simple one. At the foundation of everything, the word that is there is put out for us to be able to hear. It is up to us. It comes down to one very small moment which impacts the rest of this discussion. The decision that you made. You've got to decide whether you believe this word or not. If you believe the word, listen, Peter is asking from inside the boat, right? He says, if it is you, he's got everything to lose. He's got his whole life to lose.
Mm.
And his decision is based on, give me the word. If it is you, then I will come out. That decision, he's basing it on a simple thing. Is this word good enough for me to follow? And when that word is brought out, then he jumps out. Look, when David talks about decisions or based on faith that will impact your actions, he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Mm-hmm.
When he talks about that decision, the decision to walk in the valley of the, maybe let me paint this picture a bit more. You see, when you are in the valley of the shadow of death, the reason it's called the valley of the shadow of death is because there are vagabonds there. There are dangerous creatures there. There's everything that is unpleasant in that valley.
Mm.
And so the logical thing to do, maybe let me add this and say that in verse 5, he says he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. So the logical thing for me to do is to run out of the valley and run into verse 5. But David says, I decided to walk in the midst of fear, in the midst of danger, in the midst. Now, this is not a situation that David claims he can handle.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't claim that he can protect himself.
Yep.
He doesn't claim he can feed himself. He doesn't claim he can provide for himself. He doesn't claim any of those things. He just simply says, since I am in this situation, my choice is that I will not fear because I have been given a word. He is with me.
Yeah.
So when you deal with the situation of the decision of faith, that decision automatically impacts the action that you're going to take. Because David does not run away in the midst of the valley. He says, yea, though I walk, I'm not going to run because he's promised that he's with me. The promise that he made that he's with me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to trust it.
Yeah.
Because even though I may have the worst of the situations at the moment,
yeah,
I also know that his presence is going, it's a promise. His presence is a promise that he is going to make sure that I am fine, that I am well, that I am taken care of, that his promise is going to make it worthwhile for me. The Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, and they shall fight against you, and they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord who delivers you. The Lord's promise is always that he's with. Now, when you make your decision, Make it because the word has been spoken.
Yeah, yeah. Very important. Very important. Wow, wow. Now, you know, this is powerful stuff. This is powerful stuff. You know, the issue of faith, actually, when you're talking about it and you think about it, we think it's such a difficult thing. It's, you know, as you are talking, you make it sound so easy. But now there is faith. Yeah. There is faith on the one side. And you've, you know, eloquently, you know, explained it. And then there's uncertainty. Now, can faith coexist then with uncertainty?
You know, faith will never have space in the presence of uncertainty, in the presence of fear, in the presence of all these, because the Bible tells us we have not been given a spirit of fear. We've not been given a spirit of courage. With that spirit, we have not been given that spirit. Now, you see, doubt or uncertainty is an attitude that you project or you display towards your relationship with God. When you doubt, you are saying, in other words, that my attitude in understanding who God is in my life is such that I don't trust God enough to deliver on what he has said he will deliver on.
Yo.
So I can't allow God full operation in my life. I can't allow God full operation. He can operate only up until this point. And I'm also going to tell him how he must operate up until this point. So I will tell him that, listen, for me to trust you, you have to make sure that I'm able to pay my bills, and then I can be able to have extra money for my own entertainment, so that I can be able to be seen by my peers that I can myself, I can afford to have the things that I think I have. I can afford to be who I am. I will never be able to allow you, God, to put me in a situation where I will be able to create or to start a company that will be in my space, in my field of expertise for operations, logistical management, and become then a rival to DHL. That is very far away from me. So because you have the plans for me to rival DHL, I don't trust you. What if I go hungry and your plans don't work and your plans fail? So the situation about us doubting God is saying to God, your plans are your plans. They are not my plans. So I can't trust you that your plans will get me to where I want to go.
Very, very important. Very important. Now, let's conclude our conversation. And tomorrow we're going to be then focusing more on the works. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it's impossible to please God.
To please God, yes, sir.
But exactly what does this mean?
Man, you know, when God is, I have a nephew. Let me put it this way: I have a nephew.
Yeah.
So this morning he's homeschooling. This morning I go to visit, and then I get there, I greet the mother, I greet everyone, and then I sit on the couch and I start scrolling on my phone, checking my messages and stuff like that. Then he comes up to me. When I greeted him before, he sort of dismissed me. He just said, "Hi, Malume," and then he left. So he's, I think he's five now.
Yeah.
So then I sit down on the couch and I started checking my phone. I didn't realize how much that dismissive greeting had hurt me. I didn't realize that actually it had hurt me at all. Until he came to me, he stood in front of me, and then he greeted me again. And this time he stood there and waited as if to say, okay, I've greeted you now. Now what? So I picked him up, I put him on my lap. And he sort of hugs me and he stays in that position for the next 30 minutes or so.
Mm.
As if to say, I completely trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is happening now, whether you're going to show me cartoons on your phone or you'll go through your messages or whatever that's going to happen now, I have no care in the world. I completely trust you because you and I have a special relationship.
Mm.
Now, when he sat on my lap and he hugged me, that just melted my heart. It's only then I realized that I was actually not pleased with the way he had greeted me before in a dismissive manner.
Mm-hmm.
Only then my heart melted and began to be happy and began. So faith is completely trusting God. So when you don't trust God completely, it means that the relationship is not able to grow and to blossom and to have access to the other things that God talks about. That relationship is very limited. And what it then does is you are also not able to tap into the pleasing part of God.
Mm.
You can't please God if you don't fully trust him. If you don't have faith in him, you can't please God. And that's what he's talking about when he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because when God is going to try and pick you up and put you on his lap, you'll be asking questions. Hey, what's going on? Why is he putting me on his lap?
True.
Why must I sit on his lap? The last time I saw someone sitting on his lap, hey, that person ended up in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm going that direction?
True, very true.
It is impossible to please God without faith, because God is going to lead you to the Red Sea. And when you arrive there, there won't be a solution. A Pharaoh behind you, mountains on the side, Red Sea in front of you. And now you want to ask God, why am I here? Was it not better for us to negotiate a peaceful departure from Pharaoh than lying to him that we are actually going to pray in the desert? This guy is not stupid. He's not a fool. He can see that we are running away. So he's now running after us. Why did I trust you? And so when you please God, he then puts you in that situation. Pastor Kwenda says, kungono.
Yeah, kungono.
In that situation. When God is about to open the Red Sea, kungono.
Yeah.
Because when he opens the Red Sea, you have a testimony.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. It was a good introduction to our topic, and we're going to be, looking at this topic throughout the week. So I see Shaba Madlala in my language, and making sure that by the end of the week, we thoroughly, thoroughly understand the issue of faith versus the works. But for today, we want to say thank you so much and blessings to you.
Cream de la cream. My elders are my.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, best. Indeed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.